morning, and thank you for coming. I'm Cheryl Thorburn, and I'm going to be speaking about insurance and discrimination during prenatal care, labor, and delivery. I'd like to acknowledge my co-author, Molly DeMarco, who's currently with the UNC CCLG Shep Center for Health Services Research. And as Sandy mentioned, I'm at the Department of Public Health at Oregon State. I'd like to state that I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose. I'd also like to acknowledge Al Sandoval and Ken Rosenberg from the Oregon Public Health Division. We'd like to thank Al for his work collecting, maintaining, and preparing the Oregon PRAMS data and for acting as a resource person. And we'd like to thank Ken for offering the data for us to analyze and reviewing our work. So briefly, a little background. In the last 10 or so years, the literature on discrimination in healthcare has been growing. And what the research has suggests is that discrimination in healthcare is not uncommon. It's experienced by diverse populations. It's based on multiple factors: age, race, socioeconomic status, but also ability to speak English and insurance status, among others. It occurs in different healthcare contexts. And research suggests that it may affect health outcomes and health care, thus contributing to differences in health care and health disparities. More specifically, some research suggests that women experience discrimination when getting reproductive health care. In recent analyses that Molly and I conducted of the Oregon PRAMS, we found that 18.5% of Oregon mothers reported discrimination by health care providers during prenatal care, labor, or delivery. So this slide shows the percent of Oregon mothers from that study that reported discrimination based on specific characteristics. And as you can see, the insurance status was one of the most frequently reported reasons for differential treatment. So for this study, we wanted to explore insurance-based discrimination specifically in greater depth. Our study objectives were to examine who experiences insurance-based discrimination in prenatal care, labor, or delivery, and how they differ from other Oregon mothers, and to examine the relationship between insurance-based discrimination and receipt of health care. We wanted to explore the ways that the health care of women who reported insurance-based discrimination may differ from that of other mothers. So we analyzed data from the Oregon PRAMS, and the data come from 3 years of the Oregon PRAMS, and we analyzed data from those 3 years because those were the years that they included a question about discrimination. Oregon PRAMS is an ongoing survey of mothers who are Oregon residents and whose babies are born in Oregon. They use a stratified random sample of birth certificates and oversample for select racial ethnic groups. The unweighted response rates for the three surveys that we looked at ranged from 64 to 73%, and then we pooled the data for the three cohorts, resulting in a sample of about 5,700. So in the Oregon PRAMS, the question that they used to measure discrimination was this: do you feel you were ever treated differently by healthcare providers during your prenatal care, labor, or delivery because of your, and then they had the following items: race, culture, ability to speak or understand English, age, insurance status, neighborhood you lived in, religious beliefs, sexual orientation or lifestyle, marital status, or your desire to have an out-of-hospital birth. And then for each of these items, the woman responded either yes or no. So for this study, we focused on insurance-based discrimination, and 464 women reported in insurance-based discrimination, which was about 8% of the weighted sample. We examined the percentage distributions. We looked at unadjusted and or adjusted relationships between the insurance-based discrimination and other variables. In all of these analyses, we used data that were weighted to be representative of all Oregon births. And we used a significance level of 0.05. So the first question: who experiences insurance-based discrimination? Well, of the women reporting that type of discrimination, about two-thirds were had Oregon Health Plan, which is the Medicaid program for low-income women in Oregon. Almost 20% had employer-sponsored insurance for their delivery, and about 15% had either some other type of insurance or reported having no insurance for delivery. And so some characteristics of those women that reported this type of discrimination. The majority were between 20 and 34, had at least 12 years of education, half were married, most were white and from urban areas of Oregon. About 40% had less than $15,000 a year annual income. Two-thirds had received prenatal care in their first trimester. Over half had prenatal care from a private physician or HMO. And about 60% reported that they were unable to pay bills during pregnancy. And the question was asked about bills generally. It wasn't specific to health care costs. So how do these women differ from other Oregon mothers? Well, in unadjusted analyses, we found that insurance-based discrimination was significantly more likely among young women, women who were not married, and those who were African American or American Indian Alaskan Native. Insurance-based discrimination was also more likely among mothers with low income, who reported being homeless during pregnancy, and who reported being unable to pay bills during pregnancy. And finally, the unadjusted analyses also indicated that insurance-based discrimination was more likely among mothers who had not received early prenatal care, who obtained prenatal care from a health department or other type of provider, who did not receive prenatal care as early as they wanted, and those without employer-sponsored insurance for their delivery. So then we conducted a multiple logistic regression to look at these relationships adjusting for other factors. And so when adjusted for other factors, we found that insurance-based discrimination was significantly more likely among women with incomes less than $50,000 a year. And I just want to note our income was in four categories. $50,000 or greater was the highest category. And for each of the categories that were lower income, they were all significantly more likely to report insurance-based discrimination. Insurance-based discrimination was also significantly more likely among women unable to pay bills and those with Oregon health plan, other or no health insurance. And it was less likely among Hispanic women. So next we wanted to look at what's the relationship between insurance-based discrimination and receipt of health care. So we looked at those three PRAM surveys again, looking for measures of health care that were questions that were asked in all three surveys. And we identified some measures that focus on patient-provider interactions. First, there was a set of questions that asked about topics covered during prenatal care visits. And this question asked whether during their prenatal care visits a provider had talked with them about any of these 11 topics. And just as an example, one topic was what you should eat during pregnancy, another was breastfeeding your baby, using a seatbelt during your pregnancy, etc. There was also a question that asked whether after your new baby was born, did a doctor, nurse, or other healthcare worker talk with you about using birth control? And then a set of questions that asked about supportive breastfeeding actions. They asked whether any of the following things had happened at the hospital or birthing center after your baby was born. And just a couple examples were, did somebody talk with you about breastfeeding your baby at the hospital? Did hospital staff give you information about breastfeeding, et cetera? So first, looking at the prenatal care visits. So we summed the number of visits, and given the distribution, we dichotomized the variable at the median. So we conducted a logistic regression, and we found that insurance-based discrimination was marginally associated with the number of topics covered, with those having eight or more topics covered being less likely, reporting that eight or more topics had been covered was less likely among those reporting discrimination. In looking at whether or not somebody had discussed with them birth control after their baby was born, we found that there was no association with insurance-based discrimination in that measure. And finally, looking at the hospital breastfeeding support actions. Similarly, we had created a dichotomous variable. Wow. And we found that receipt of six or more support actions was significantly less likely among mothers who reported insurance-based discrimination. So to summarize, we found that insurance-based discrimination was associated with maternal characteristics, particularly insurance type and socioeconomic measures. In addition, we had mixed results with respect to the three healthcare measures we examined. So some strengths and limitations. The strengths are really the strengths of Oregon PRAMS, that they use probability sampling, they are able to yield pretty high response rates, and that they used a discrimination measure that talked about discrimination in a specific situation compared to discrimination in healthcare more generally. And they asked about different types of insurance, or different types of discrimination. Those are all strengths of their measure. There's also a couple limitations with their measure. One is that it combined discrimination in prenatal care, labor, and delivery into one question, so we couldn't identify which of those settings did the discrimination occur or make any comparisons across the settings. And another issue is that we don't know how respondents interpreted differential treatment and what the nature of their experiences was. Another limitation is the generalizability. We can generalize to Oregon mothers, but not to women in other states. There was a limited number of healthcare variables that we could examine, and the data are retrospective self-reports. So 8% of Oregon mothers reported insurance-based discrimination, suggesting that insurance status may affect patient-provider interactions, thus supporting the need for further research on discrimination in healthcare. In particular, I think it's important to look at the role of insurance coverage and SES factors. We also need further research that examines what is meant by differential treatment. And then research is needed that looks at how women respond to such experiences. For example, does having such an experience influence their subsequent behavior in another pregnancy? Do they delay prenatal care initiation? What other kinds of responses do women have when they have these experiences? In conclusion, we need to better understand what the consequences of discrimination in healthcare are. Thank you.